This is Humberto Carrasco. I prefer to use the English channel so we can start the meeting right now.
Fantastic. Thank you, Humberto. I don't know if you heard what I was saying. We start the meeting now. I will start the recording and do the roll call. And then Alberto will hear everything in Spanish. And if he wishes to speak, he can maybe write it in the chat, and either you or Silvia can read it out then in English, translated, and then we can get on with the call.
Sure, yes.
I think that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. So we're going to start the call.
Okay.
I will do the roll call for you, Humberto.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Apologies for the delay in starting with a few technical issues today. Welcome to the At-Large Regional Secretariat's meeting on Tuesday, the 28th of April at 1300 UTC. On the English channel, we have Cyranoj Vardanyan, Alan Greenberg, Wolf Ludwig, Julia Moroney, Maureen Hilliard, Barack Otieno, Humberto Carrasco, Aziz Ilali, and Ali Al-Mishal, and Jason Hines. On the Spanish channel, we have Alberto Soto. We have apologies from Judith Hellestein and Garth Brun. From staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Silvia Vivanco, and myself, Gisela Gruber. Our interpreters today are Veronica and David. If I could please also remind everyone to state their names when speaking, not only for transcript purposes, but to allow our interpreters to identify you on the other channel. I hope I haven't left anyone off the roll call. And Humberto, over to you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So we are going to start with the agenda. The first point is... We are going to talk about the RAL's professional capability surveys and the results. I sent the results to a staff yesterday, and I think four of the RALs filled the survey, and one of them didn't. So we need to discuss what we are going to do with these results, because we know we are complying with the Atlas II recommendation 28, but now we need to see what is going to be the next way in order to. Silvia Vivanco clarified that all RALs completed. We need to see what to do with the results. Now you can see some in the presentation. There are the links. If you press the links, you can see the results of the survey. I don't know if someone wants to talk about this, because I'm not very sure if this is the best moment to talk about the details of the survey. You can see the details. Thank you very much. If you see in Afralo engineer, it's other professions have the majority in the survey. They are related to the areas of specialization. We have internet and governance is in Afralo is the highest percentage. After that, the domain names, and I think in third place, we could say security and other topics. Yes, this is about Afralo in general terms. Do we have the Lacralo or the other? Sorry, I continue around. If I if I am clear, it suppose we should continue with the Lagrallo results. I'm more familiar with this. No, Eurallo. Eurallo related to how many ALS answered the survey 19. What is your profession? I think other. It's a percentage engineer. It's the second one. There are journalists and lawyers and teachers as well. If I'm trying to go down. Okay. New page. Yeah, Lagrallo. Lagrallo, 33 surveys were filled, and there are 34, but one of them is empty. And well, the highest percentage is other professions. The second one, engineers. There are also lawyers. Second one, lawyers. Engineers, third place. We also have teachers and journalists. Related to the areas of specialization, domain names, internet governance is the highest area. But in the second place, domain name and others areas. But also we have a variety of different kind of specializations in our region. This is in general terms. So I think I finished with Lagrallo. I don't know if we can. Do we have another one? I think. Yes, we are waiting for the other one. Yes, this is Lagrallo. Lagrallo, 7 ALS answered the survey. All of them fit the related to the question, what is your profession? They put others, and related to the areas of specialization. I need to go down in order to see. What are the results? Okay, most of them. Well, this is they have a different other professions. Second, in the second position is the internet governments. Third place we have privacy. I think so. There are different kind of profession in Lagrallo. As you can see from the results. It's very interesting to see the difference between the different roles as well. I don't know if we have... Yes, I think we have another one. Let's wait a little bit. Yeah, this is a Lagrallo. Lagrallo has a different format of present the result of its survey. First question is about you. Second question, the professional background. If you see, I think academic, technical, managerial are the highest percentage. Legal and financial are the small portion of the circle. If we go down, we can see the question 3. related to the areas of interest of expertise, internet governance is the highest answer. The second is privacy, but the rest, if you see the rest, it's almost similar. So it's a very diverse area, sorry, a very diverse list of members. There is a question which is interesting because this question is different from the other surveys. It's a question about language, about the first language. I think the majority doesn't speak English. If I have to say, could be 30% only speak English in the region. It's very interesting. I think this is a question that we should add in the future for the other Ralos as well. And there are my question about the Appalachian structure. As you can see, there is another detail about the alignment of the ICANN interest. It's a very good survey. Yeah. Well, you can see this is it's plenty of data, and maybe I repeat, I can use these questions to improve the current survey that we did in the other regions. It's a very good one. I don't know if someone wants to comment about these surveys. Sirenut, you have the floor.
Hello, can you hear me?
Indeed.
Good. So just noting that I also posted this in the chat, said that this is not the final survey results. So we have additions after that. This was 25th of March results, but we extended the deadline till 31st of March, and I hope that Sylvia will share the final one, because we have almost 28 answers. But the picture overall is the one which Umberto presented well enough. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, Alan is requesting the word. Alan, you have the floor.
Thank you very much. Just a thought, should we do something like this again? We should try to, what this survey did is ask for the interests and background of the ALS representative, and it doesn't necessarily tell us a lot about anyone else in the ALS or any other workers. And to the extent possible, next time around, presumably we do this again, we should try to reach out and get more information not only about the representative, but other people in the ALS who are active and interested. Just a thought. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I think you're right. Honestly, I believe this is the first time that we do something like this. We are learning, and we know we are improving. So this is very interesting, because we had no idea, honestly, in general, about different things. But I agree, Alan, with you. I think we should add or try to get other people different from their representatives. Mm. Okay, I think nobody. I think there are no. We don't have more questions, so. So, we need to see what is going to. What are we? What we should do related to the future. Because we are completing or some of the routers completed all the surveys. Should we prepare a uniform report? That's a good question. And with that uniform report, prepare the next steps. I don't know. What do you think? Yeah, I believe we have we need to think a little bit about this because we are complying with the recommendation 28. We have the information, but we need to know what to do with this information. I don't know if this is something that we can discuss in the next meeting in Buenos Aires. As a part of the agenda. That is my proposal. I think I agree with Wolf. A summary of the survey results with some conclusions would be enough right now. But I also believe we need to take this information and try to do something with that. For example, in Lagrallo, we according with these results, we are trying to prepare the the capacitation of our people. We develop according to these results. But I agree with Wolf. I think we should prepare a summary of the results. I offer myself to write the document, and I open. I have an invitation to someone else to work with me. At least there is some again my proposal.
Umberto, this is Silvia Vivanco. Okay, I just Silvia. Want to mention that the information that we have on the survey is already giving us a lot of good feedback. As Alberto mentioned, we use that information to give us guidance about the things that will be used for the capacity building webinars, and the same for the AP Rally. So it's already giving us, at least for staff, a lot of good data that we will continue using. So I just wanted to make this comment. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I think that's very useful. I saw also in the chat that the final report of Apralo is posted now in the secretary reports page, which is something that we are going to talk later. But I think I would like to prepare a summary of the results, and Alberto for the help. So I can prepare, I can send to everybody, we can comment on it. If there is, I think we don't have more comments about this, so we can go to the number two in the agenda, which is improving Rallo monthly reports. If we see the recommendation 29, the LAC should implement an automatic system for tracking topics of interest currently being discussed among the various LARALOS and accessible by everyone. And here there is an LARALO proposal for monthly report format. So I would like to discuss this LARALO proposal, if it is possible. Silvia, who is going to talk about this?
Well, at the moment, we don't have Judith or Glenn who, or Navarro who prepared this.
Okay.
So,
I have the screen
and we can all look at it and discuss.
Excellent. Can we exactly put the screen and we can discuss about this? Thank you very much, Gisela. I was reviewing quickly yesterday this proposal from LARALO, and also see I like the idea to uniform and to standardize. Oh, sorry, nothing is being shared. But if you click in the link that Silvia put in the chat, okay. Yeah, this is a proposal which is also try to comply with the ALAC metrics. So you have to fill with your name, title, identify which LARALO you represent, which month is the report year, and you have to answer some questions that are in the proposal. For example, what was your LARALO monthly conference attendance? If you have been participating in a crop program, if you, how many ALS has been the certified, how many, the name of the new ALS, provide number from your LARALO to working groups, et cetera. If you see, I believe this is a very good idea. It's a good, it's good to try to uniform, to standardize the answer, so we can understand easily between different LARALOs, because now I think there's a huge difference in formats of the presentation, the reports. I agree, Silvia. I think we could implement a SurveyMonkey related to this topic. Alan is requesting the floor. Please, Alan. You have the floor.
Thank you. I'm not the source of this document, but I did participate to some extent in the creation of it, or at least watched other people do it. It came about because it was noted, I think, the last ALAC meeting, that not only were some RALOs not providing particularly useful reports, but some weren't providing reports at all. And this was an attempt to perhaps make it easier to create a report and also to try to make sure that specific information was included. As this thing stands right now, I don't think it's certainly not a finished document, because it doesn't really give an opportunity for people to talk about activities that are going on, and hopefully RALOs do have some activities, and you know, not just the things that are listed in the tick off the boxes. So it's a start. It's certainly not the finished document, and the intent is to try to make it both easier and make sure that the reports have some meaning to the rest of the at large. So from that perspective, I think what LARALO is looking for is some feedback as to what's good, what is not particularly appropriate, and what's, and more important, what's missing. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I agree with that. I don't know if there is another comment or question, but related to this topic. Well, if when we don't have the information about the when it's going to be this document finished, so yes, I think Celia, maybe we should prepare a CyberMonkey result as a first step related to this topic, because we need to wait also about this final document.
Okay, so perhaps if I may suggest, I could send this document to all the RALO secretariats for discussion as an action item, and then we could reach an agreement. I don't know if there will be another RALO secretariat meeting before Buenos Aires. So for the next one, and then
I think
we'll have something agreed on by Buenos Aires, perhaps. That would be a good.
I think you're right, because I think maybe we should have a previous meeting before Buenos Aires in order to get a final document and maybe to approve it in Buenos Aires. I think that could be a good idea. So the item, Sylvia, we need to send this document to all RALOs, Secretary of RALOs, and we need to discuss the document, and after that we need to set another meeting in order to comment about that and maybe to prepare a final report.
Okay, noted, Alberto.
Sorry, Sylvia, can you hear me?
Oh, yes, I responded. I said noted. Yes, I have noted this as an action item. It's already
no,
noted.
It's okay, but I would like to pass to the point number three.
Go ahead.
Okay, so it's supposed that point number three is we are going to discuss the agenda for Buenos Aires. Am I right or am I making a mistake?
No, yes, you're correct. We need to start discussing on what are the main issues we want to discuss when we meet personally, face-to-face, in Buenos Aires.
Well, I think we need to... maybe we one of the points it's about this new format of... try to approve the new format of reports for secretariats. That should be one of the points to discuss in Buenos Aires, I think so. And maybe we should try to analyze the document, the final document of with the results of the survey, with the summary. I don't know if someone else has an idea, another point that would you like to be discussed in Buenos Aires. Yeah. Dear Silvia, do you think I'm forgetting something that I can be proposed?
There is only one more issue that perhaps will be discussed also in Buenos Aires. It will be discussed definitely, but I don't know if this is the venue, the Radio Secretariat. It's the outreach document that we are preparing with the help of the Communications Department, and that will be discussed within the outreach subcommittee working group. Mm-hmm. However, all the RALOS should also discuss and look at this document. We have
I think we should put mm-hmm. it
yes.
in the agenda okay. as well. Yeah.
Okay, so we will put then the presentation and discussion of the outreach document.
Exactly.
As another action item, as another agenda item.
Yes, that's right. I think and during the next days it could appear some new topic or issue that we can add to the agenda, and that is going to be fine. But for now, I think these 3 points are okay. Can we go to the point number 4 in the agenda? Any other business? Alan Green, for I think, is responsible to talk about something here. Alan, you have the floor.
Thank you very much. There are two items that actually were talked about at the Singapore meeting, and because of all the activity in the IANA and accountability groups, they sort of got pushed aside, and we're starting up with them again. And there's two items. First is the what was the Outreach Committee and is now being called the Outreach and Engagement Committee. And we'll be putting out a call for membership in that one. The I'm just trying to find look at just give me a second. I'm trying to see what the membership is. We're looking for people who will be named, two members named by the region. So we'll be asking regional leadership to identify two people to be on the Outreach and Engagement Committee. Plus, we will also be doing a general call, because anyone can also, although we want two people named by the region, anyone else can also participate in it, and that should be going out hopefully today. And second of all, we are looking to formalize the task force we're putting together to look at ALS criteria and expectations. And again, we are asking RALO leadership to identify two people to participate in that process. There'll also be an ALAC person from each region on that group. So as regional leadership, you'll be getting requests to essentially identify 4 different people for these two groups. Both of them really need to meet relatively soon, so you're not going to have an awful lot of time to do this. There's been plenty of notice to say it will be coming, but the actual call unfortunately hasn't gone out till now. So you will be seeing messages today essentially looking for 4 people. There are 4 different, two plus two. They could be the same people if you choose to give the same people all the work. And so just be prepared for it, and please respond quickly, because we would like to have specifically the task force start work within the next week or so. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Alan. So Silvia, can we take note about this and send a reminder to all of the secretariats in order to get these people? Is that possible?
Sure, yes, absolutely. I take this as an action item.
And there will be emails going out today, hopefully.
Okay. Thank you very much. Any other business to be discussed right now? Okay. I think we are finishing our meeting right now because we don't have any other topic to talk. But we have work to do. Well, okay. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for participating in this meeting. We are finishing. We have a task to do. I hope to see you soon. In some moment. Bye-bye to everybody.
Thank you, Umberto, and thank you, everyone, for joining. Bye-bye.
Thank you, everyone. The meeting has been adjourned, and the audio will now be disconnected. Thank you for joining today's call.